Mobius Strip, a BDSM scene, part 1. A Mobius strip is a mathematical wonder. Not necessarily a thing per se, but a concept. It is a one-sided plane which, when turned on itself, remains one-sided. It is magical. A BDSM scene is like a Mobius strip to me, in that there is an interplay between the top and the bottom, the dom and the sub. They are one when deep in the scene, even though they look like two people separated sometimes by considerable space, as in a flogging. However, the two are in a dance with each other, a tango when the scene is going beautifully. And it is this dance that reminds me of the Mobius strip. The dungeon. I went to a dungeon a couple of Saturday nights ago and played. Hard. For those unfamiliar with a dungeon, it's a place to experience all the aspects of BDSM, bondage, dominance, sadism, masochism, and more. I went wearing my most luscious leather corset with all sorts of belt connections, black thigh-high stockings, my highest black stilettos, and no panties. I wanted to tease the shit out of the subbies. I had one of my subby girlfriends, Paula, ready to play with me. We'd spent the week before negotiating the scene in email and over the phone. She is a most delicious woman who weighs conservatively about 240 pounds. I love playing with larger women. They often are able to play hard. Swoon. And I love to play hard. Even still, I always play with a safe word. Safe words are a crucial part of my playing. I cuddled with my subby bottom for a few minutes before our scene, letting her know that she was safe and that I would watch carefully, that she would not be permanently damaged either physically or emotionally. I find it crucial to check in during all segments of a scene, from negotiation through pre-scene, during the entire scene itself, and then during aftercare when the scene is completed. Connecting. I led Paula to the wooden spanking bench. Happily, it's one specifically made for larger folks, as many in the real-life scene are, and she fit perfectly on it with room to spare. She was totally naked, and her luscious ass presented to me in all its fleshy glory. I attached her wrists onto the far side, still allowing her to grab the handles made for the bottom. I gently nudged her thighs apart and then hooked the leather restraints onto her ankles. She was now my captive audience. Throughout connecting her to the bench, I lovingly touched her arms, stroked her blonde curly hair, ran my hands down her back, and then paid special attention to her fucking awesome ass and thighs. I played the scene out in my head, preparing myself mentally while I imparted psychically my wishes for a safe and awesome scene. One more time, I checked in with Paula, making sure she was comfortable, and thanked her for giving herself and her body for my pleasure. Good girls get spankings too. As most do, I started with my hand. The hand can get a gauge for the sensitivity of the flesh. I start with sliding my hand over the areas to be spanked and paddled and cropped, beginning the process of sensation play, patting it first, then a tad harder, rubbing gently again, then starting to smack the bottom. Smack! Rub! Smack! Rub! Butt cheeks, then the thighs, randomly moving around. Once she started to pink up, a lovely blush color, I changed implements and picked up my large wooden hairbrush that I love to play with. I'd tested dozens of hairbrushes before finding one that fit my hand perfectly. This one felt like an extension of my arm. I checked in with Paula, and she was still pretty chatty and feeling fine, so I went on. I smacked her a good sting, and she yelped her surprise. I chuckled, and then rubbed her bottom with the back of the brush, smooth and cool. Patted her again, and then smack, hard and quick. I quickly fell into a sweet rhythm of pats, hard smacks, then increasingly hits, sometimes in the same spot. And just when she expected it in the same place again, I moved to a completely different area. I concentrated on her luscious bottom, but also played down lower on her thighs. Now, you might ask, how do I know she expected it in the same place if we weren't talking? I could feel where she was in her mind and body. No words were necessary. Later, when we were talking about it, she validated exactly what I thought I felt during the scene, that Mobius strip effect at play. Throughout the spanking, I checked in with dear Paula, making sure she was doing well, was still a green for continuing, and then I would stroke her gently, sometimes kissing her on the cheek, before heading back to the other, plumper end. Once Paula's butt and thighs were sufficiently warmed up, as the lovely red glow demonstrated, I went to the implement tray and chose my favorite impact toy, the cane. Part 2, Mobius Strip, the caning comes next.